Buttigieg, Republicans long ago sacrificed their claim to be the party of family. By Pam Key on July 31, 2024. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said Wednesday on MSNBC's Deadline that he believed the Republican Party long ago sacrificed their claim to be the party of family. Buttigieg said, "It kind of classic projection, right? The very things he's talking about, virtue, strength, security, family, those are all things that Trump's Republican Party has completely abandoned, making any claim to virtue, really? In a party led by Donald Trump with the affairs and the porn stars and everything else that is associated with that guy. Security? When we're talking about a party led by somebody who has been rolled repeatedly by figures like Putin and Xi Jinping. And family? My goodness. This is what I think it really comes down to. A lot of people at home are thinking about their families. I'm thinking about our family and how our family, my husband and the son and daughter that we're raising, are going to be so much better off if Kamala Harris gets elected, if Democrats win." He added, "Why? Because those policies are going to support our family. Look, they long ago sacrificed their claim to be the party of family. Not just in terms of the, you know, disturbing opposite of family values that leaders like Donald Trump showed, but also as they emerged being against IVF, against the Affordable Care Act that means so much to so many families, talking about abolishing the Department of Education. They long ago walked away from any serious claim on being the party of family. And what we're seeing in those kinds of just Fox News freakouts, I think, is an inability to talk about this election in terms of what it is going to mean for our lives. Which is why, just like Trump himself, they just try to outdo one another in outrageous and insulting statements." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.